This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The city of Ashland is looking for a new way to display the city's history. City officials say they're planning to replace a number of aging signs along the lakeshore that tell a limited story of the city's history. They say the new signs they're planning will tell a more complete history, including native history, Western European immigrant history, and the history of the current residents. A number of local stakeholders will be involved in the creation of the new signs, including the Ashland Historical Museum and Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa. Authorities are investigating the cause of a Monday night explosion at a grain elevator on Connors Point in Superior. According to the Superior Fire Department, the explosion occurred just before 6:30 p.m. on Monday at the Viterra Grain Elevator on Main Street. Their initial investigation found that the explosion happened in a below-grade part of the facility and traveled up through the loading tower, causing extensive damage to the structure. Fire officials spent about 2 hours putting out hot spots, and nobody in the building was reported injured. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is pushing for stronger efforts to block robocallers. According to a press release, a coalition of 46 attorneys general are asking the Federal Communications Commission to improve their robocall mitigation database. The coalition says the FCC hasn't done enough to prevent bad actors from registering in their database, allowing those bad actors to submit unvetted information and face no consequences for filing false or misleading information. Call is a member of the Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force. The U.S. Navy Blue Angels will be returning to the region for the Duluth Air Show over 4th of July weekend. The air show is scheduled for July 5th and 6th at the Duluth International Airport, with the world-famous Flyers returning to the area for the first time since 2023. Officials say the show will begin with the demonstration of a Lockheed Martin plane nicknamed Fat Albert, before a six-plane F-18 flight demonstration called the Delta and a four-plane Super Hornet demonstration called the Diamond. Tickets for the Duluth Air Show are available online. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is sharing information on antibiotics for Wisconsin Antibiotic Awareness Week. According to a press release, DHS officials are reminding residents that antibiotics are only effective for treating bacterial infections and should not be used to treat some of the most common respiratory viruses that pop up as the weather cools down. Viruses like the flu, bronchitis, and COVID-19 cannot be treated with antibiotics, and taking antibiotics when infected with a virus, not bacteria, could potentially cause side effects. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced the results of a study showing the state's consistent agricultural growth. According to a press release, the University of Wisconsin study showed over $115 billion of economic impact was generated from agricultural and food processing sources between 2017 and 2022. That's equivalent to about an 11% increase from prior years and represents over 14% of Wisconsin's overall economic output. One of the suspects in a high-speed chase involving two separate vehicles in Rice Lake has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, the 18-year-old suspect was charged with attempting to flee or elude an officer after being accused of leading police on a chase that reached speeds of over 100 miles per hour on Knapp Street in Rice Lake. Authorities say an officer attempted to stop two trucks traveling at a high rate of speed when they turned off their lights and sped off. The driver of the other truck is scheduled to appear in court on Friday. Enbridge Energy could face a new legal hurdle after obtaining DNR permits for the Line 5 pipeline relocation project last week. Attorneys with Clean Wisconsin say they're planning to challenge the issuing of the permits, as critics say the relocation of the pipeline around the Bad River Band reservation rather than through it could still have a negative impact on local plants and wildlife in the event of an oil spill. The DNR permits were approved with over 200 conditions, and the company still needs permits from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is reminding drivers to move over and slow down when approaching active roadside emergencies. According to a press release, there have been 60 emergency responders hit and injured by vehicles while working on the side of the road in Wisconsin over the last 5 years. Department of Transportation officials are also reminding residents that moving over and slowing down for emergency vehicles is required by state law. Governor Tony Evers has proclaimed this week as Crash Responder Safety Week. Wisconsin Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde has officially conceded the race after raising election integrity questions in Milwaukee and considering a recount. Senator Tammy Baldwin won her third term in the election by less than one percentage point, which would have allowed Hovde to request a recount if he paid for it himself. In a social media post on Monday, Hovde said a recount would not have found evidence of the supposed impropriety without a court order. The Milwaukee Elections Commission called Hovde's claims baseless in a statement last week. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Rockets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks pulled out a 101-100 win over the Rockets last night in Milwaukee. It snapped a five-game winning streak for Houston. Damian Lillard with the winning shot. Doc Rivers says Lillard reminds him of Ray Allen.
Well, Dame just has great courage. You know, reminds me a lot of Ray Allen. In that way, Ray didn't have a lot of bad shooting nights, but when he had one, if you had one shot to make, you still wanted to go to him. And that's how you feel about Dame.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. Men's college basketball, number 19th ranked Badgers, held on to win over Texas Rio Grande Valley, 87-84. Wisconsin remains undefeated at 5-0. College football, the Badgers head to Lincoln to play Nebraska this Saturday at 2:30. Luke Fickell on his decision to fire offensive coordinator Phil Longo.
Just so you know, on Sunday, I had made a decision to what we needed to do, and then came in, obviously had a conversation with Phil, and pretty much decided that we needed to do it now.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beauty in Black is Tyler Perry's new hit show. Although the show debuted to lukewarm reviews at under 50% on Rotten Tomatoes, viewers don't seem to care. The show nabbed 8.6 million viewers. If you're doing the math, that's 15.2 million eyes. Perry said he was excited the show is pulling in viewers worldwide to contrast criticism that Black entertainment does not have global appeal. He says Netflix has repeatedly proven it does. Speaking of Netflix, the streamer says 60 million households watched the highly touted, meaningless snooze fest referred to often as the Jake Paul Mike Tyson bout last Friday night. The 58-year-old Tyson lost an actual nail biter as he seemed to be trying to chew through his gloves most of the fight. Anyone who bet that Tyson's elderly legs would go after six punches cleaned up. Netflix says they wanted the broadcast to be a spectacle, and it was. If you like watching your TV buffer all night, just an awful event all the way around for fight and entertainment fans. The action Santa film Red One is being called a disappointment during its opening weekend at the box office. The Dwayne The Rock Johnson Chris Evans film opened in first place, but with only a $34 million take. Sounds like a lot of money, because it is, but the film cost $250 million, and that's before you throw in marketing costs. Johnson plays Santa's head of security, who has to find jolly old Saint Nick after he's been kidnapped. Coming in second place was Venom: The Last Dance, which took in a little over $7 million in its fourth week of release. Another Christmas film in the second week of release, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever, came in third place with $5.5 million bucks at the gate. A24's Heretic, starring Hugh Grant, who terrorizes Mormon missionaries, dropped to fourth place with a little over $5 million in sales, and DreamWorks' The Wild Robot came in fifth place with a little over $4 million. Will Glicked actually be the next Barbenheimer? We will see this weekend, my friends. Paul Mescal's star is on the rise, and with the release of Gladiator 2 this coming weekend, that should continue. According to Variety, the Gladiator will be the featured host on Saturday Night Live December 7th, which means he has officially arrived. Mescal will be the Late Night Institution's first guest the week back after the Thanksgiving hiatus. That week's musical guest will be the genre-bending musical artist Shaboozey. Kevin Costner fans are desperate for Kevin Costner to finish his four-part series Horizon: An American Saga. The source? Kevin Costner. Costner assured fans that Chapter 3 was on the way a few months ago, but that was before Chapter 1 underperformed at the box office and distributors pulled Part 2 from theaters and sent it right to the stream. Costner didn't sound as confident more recently when he told Deadline in the last few days he is hopeful Chapter 3 will still get made, giving the vibe he is tired of his own project. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a lot going on today. Some showers this morning, then windy with falling temperatures this afternoon. We're going to drop into the mid-40s by late today. Tonight, down to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy and still windy with light snow showers and a high in the upper 30s to near 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.